Some people say that the only permanent thing in this life is change. And we get used to this reality that every day is different, that we grow and evolve and get older and learn more and sometimes become better people, sometimes become worse. It's difficult for us to conceive of the reality that at the moment of death, where you are, there you will be for all eternity. And everything that we do in our lives, every choice that we make, every virtue that we develop, everything that we are doing right now, whether we know it or not, is leading up to that moment. And that last moment of our life is like a final choice that we make. In the same way that the angels were given one moment to make a choice for or against God, the same with us is our moment of death. And often we don't even think about it. We don't want to think about it because it's terrifying, but that's the simple reality of our life, whether you realize it or not. In the same way that if you stop breathing, you will die. Whether you agree with that or not, or whether you understand how that works, time is a temporary thing. And when time ends for us, we enter into a permanent eternity. The scripture says, where the tree falls, where I find you, there I will judge you. We are reading from this book, Fire of Love, by St. Catherine of Genoa. And in this chapter called Repentance, we learn the difference between what was it like for those at the moment of death that went to hell and those that went to purgatory. What's the difference in their will, in the place in our soul where we make a decision? She says, after death, free will can never return, for the will is fixed as it was at the moment of death, because the souls in hell were found at the moment of death to have in them the will to sin. They bear the guilt throughout eternity. Think about that. That is a concept that should bring you to your knees, that should give you an immense amount of anxiety, because it is more than we can possibly understand. Think of a moment in your life where you have committed a sin, whether it was a minor sin or a much more serious sin, and you were caught. But you were caught just before the moment that you began repenting, and the moment where you were wanting and grabbing on the sin full on, and then you have that guilt, that turmoil interiorly. That's a little bit of a window of what it's like for those souls in hell. When they have that will to sin, they keep that guilt along with so many other sufferings and pain for all eternity in hell, because they have made their choice. They have taken all the information that life has given them, and they have in full conscience chosen against God. It's easy for us to look at those people and to judge them and to say, how could they possibly do that? But death comes suddenly. It's not like you get a text message saying, hey, you're gonna die in 3 days. Although some people, praise be to God, whether we like it or not, and it's hard for us to say this, are told you have 6 months to live. That means they can prepare. That means they know when it will happen. They have a sense of the general time. We all presume that we will have a chance to repent, but each of our lives is completely different. Now, how are these souls different from the souls in purgatory? But the souls in purgatory bear only pain, for their guilt was wiped away at the moment of their death, when they were found to be ill content with their sins and repentant for offenses against divine goodness. Therefore, their pain is finite and its time ever lessening. So at the moment of death, how were they found? That's an important concept for us to be aware of, that we need to be found by God in a certain state. They were not content with their sin. They were grieving the offenses against God. So therefore, we need to ask, especially from them who are the masters of this, to receive the grace to be repenting and grieving our offenses for God at all times, so that at our moment of death, that's how we are found in that state, that becomes permanent way of being and of feeling. My friends, God bless you. Thank you for joining me in today's video. Please support me in one of two ways, or in both of these ways. Support me either through Buy Me a Coffee, where you can make a one-time donation to the channel in increments of $5, or through Patreon, where you become a monthly supporter. And those that are monthly supporters will have access to behind the scenes in my life, personal things that I share there, as well as Sunday reflections on the Sunday gospel. Often we go to a church where maybe the priest preaches, it leaves something to be desired. And so I want to offer you deep meditations on each Sunday gospel. I have been releasing this for the last 2 weeks because I really want to focus my time on this. Please consider supporting Patreon or buy me a coffee. I will see you in the next one.